The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what is Moses' response to his lofty calling? He says, who am I? It's the words we hear on the lips of almost every patriarch, every prophet, every early saint. Jeremiah says it. Saint Peter says it. Elizabeth says it. In one way or another, they all say the same thing. Whose lips is it conspicuously not found on? Except the one with the loftiest of all the vocations, Mary, the Mother of God. When the angel Gabriel comes to her, she does not say, who am I? Because she already knows who she is. Because she's perfectly humble. So when we say, who am I? What is it? But there's this self-consciousness. This focus on ourselves. Oh, I'm so weak. I'm nothing. Our Lady doesn't say that. And so she does not have to be reassured. What does God immediately have to say to Moses? I will be with you always. Our Lady doesn't need that reassurance because she already knows it. Because she knows that she's nothing. And in that nothingness, she knows that God is everything and that He's going to do everything for her. It's this great mystery of the spiritual life where as we advance in holiness, we stop saying, who am I? We find those words on our lips less and less because we know who we are. And we don't have to say, God, I'm nothing, because He already knows it, and we know it. But because we know that we're nothing, we stop relying on ourselves. And it's as He helps us to become more and more humble that we intuitively trust in Him more and more. And we know that He is everything, and He's going to provide for our every need. What does Michael say? What does the name Michael mean? Michael, unlike the Eve one and all the fallen angels, he didn't say, oh no, look at me. Michael doesn't say, who am I? His name literally means, who is he? Who is like unto God? And my brothers and sisters, that's the way God wants us to be. Not, who am I, but Lord, who are you? And if our focus was on who is God, we would stop saying, who am I?